Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, one of the points that he mentioned was V'da' ma lemala mimach. No, ma, which means me, who is above you. Ma means what? But they translate, I should say, it means me lemala mimach, who is above you. So Arav Tosfot Yom Tov, the commentary, he writes, in general, as we know, when it comes to tactics in war, whenever a person, let's say you have an enemy, whenever you capture a mountain, even if you would be the weaker party, the fact that you have captured the mountain, you have a major, major advantage over your enemy, even if you would be the weaker of the two countries. So writes Arav Tosfot Yom Tov as follows. He says, Kivan she'im chalash lemala, ve'gibor gibor lemata. Even if it would be, the weaker one would be up above, and the stronger one would be down below. Emad chalash ala gibor, the weaker one has superiority, and his fear is going to be on the gibor, on the mightier one. However, how much more so that malemala mimach? No, who is above you? Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the supreme power. So, Emato ala Khalash Shelemato. His fear should be upon all of us all the time. So, comes Rabbi Sal Bar Shem Tov, Zechut HaTzadik Yagen Aleinu. So, he writes as follows. He says, sometimes, as we know, we have some kind of an anava. This type of anava is a type of anava humility that is absolutely false and sheker. The type of anava that would say that who am I, what am I, what can I affect, what can I, do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu with creating all these galaxies, you would care about my being a nobody with whatever mitzvah whether I do a mitzvah or avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about it. That is an absolute false type of anava. Humility. This is not humility. At all whatsoever. He says, if a person is not ma'amin, if he doesn't believe, شَبَ تَفِيلَتُو بِتُرَتُو غُرَمْ شَفَ الْعَلْيُنِي. You should know, every tefillah that you pray, every mitzvah that what you do, every Torah that what you learn, you're going to automatically be you are sustaining and providing and energizing all the elyonim, whatever exists up above. Every Jew, whatever he does, every minutest individual that he would imagine, in his own eyes, he would be, imagine, afar ba'efer, but at the end of the day, his avoda is providing sustenance, afilu for malachim, the highest level angels. So a person, a Jew, is supposed to believe in this. So ma'me'od hayam it'amet, if you really, truly believe in this, you would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous amount of dedication. So by Anizar umizdarez bechol od shemotzi mipiv ubechol esech sheoseh sheyu hakol l'shem shamayim. Imagine to this level. So that everything, whatever I do, because at the end of the day, who is the sustainer, who is the provider? As the Pasuk says, v'nivrechu b'cha kol mishpechot ha'adama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nivrechu Becha, all the goyim, kol mishpechot ha'adama, they get their blessing through the Jewish people. And all the sources of parnasa comes not only to the Jews, first from Eretz Yisrael, and it gets spread and dispersed amongst all the nations throughout the world. So therefore, this is what it means. Da, you should know, v'da, ma'le ma'la, Mimach, whatever is happening up above, Hakol Talui Be'avodatcha, is only through you. Ma'lemala Mimach, is only through you. So therefore, you are the way to be able to sustain and provide. So Rabbi Sal Bar Shem Tov also says, sometimes a person also wants to know how he is standing up above. Ma'lemala Mimach, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yaminecha. Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yaminecha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow, Al Yad Yaminecha, he is our shade on our right hand. Which means, just as when it comes to a person's shadow, so It's basically, whatever you do, whether a person raises his hand, he walks, he moves his head, the shadow emulates exactly the same thing. It's basically, that's what it means, the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem Silcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. As if to say, what does it mean? Ma'ale ma'ala, whatever happens up above. That means the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he is kind to us, is based on to what extent we are kind to others. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful is based on our action. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses Midat HaDin, to what extent am I using Midat HaDin towards other individuals? To what extent am I strict? To what extent I am not what I should be? So therefore, to that extent, HaKadosh Kol Midot HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Kineged Midah. This is one thing, everything is measure for measure. So that's what Rabbi Stas Baal Shem Tov used to say, also the same Nekuda from this Ma'amar of Rabbi Stas, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Ma'ale Ma'ala, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards you is Mimach, is based on the way you behave, the way what you do, whatever you do, to the same extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves towards the individual. We should be all zoche to be rachum v'chanun, to be zoche also for mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.